Ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book? Are you simply not sure where to start? Have you been searching down the internet rabbit hole for a self-publishing resource worth your time? Your search ends here, my friend. Let's walk the publishing path together and bring your book to life with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I'm here to coach thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to successfully self-publish your book while avoiding common pitfalls. I'm Lana Liquidy-Smarges, chief ghostwriter, editor, and founder of Unicorn Publishing Company, and have stood by the sides of many professionals just like you to walk them through the publishing process and successfully launching their book. Every industry pioneer faces the same daunting challenges: how to convert your hard-earned wisdom into a book that builds legacy with a voice that reflects your personal and professional brand. Join me each week to acquire practical wisdom and proven strategies and find out what the traditional publishing companies simply don't want you to know. Let's work together to tell your story with a book. This is more than just a podcast. It's your roadmap to becoming a published author. Get ready to write your blueprint for book publishing success with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about, can a ghostwriter edit your book and the different types of editing? So let's jump right in today. But before we jump right in, I wanted to ask you if you could rate and review. Please make sure if you're watching the video underneath to like and follow, like the video and follow me on YouTube. Now let's jump in. So the question today is can a ghostwriter edit your book and the different types of editing? The short answer is yes. Any ghostwriter can edit your book, but not all ghostwriters offer that service. So I do offer that as a service for Write For You. I do ghostwriting and book editing, and someone hires me for ghostwriting. I also include book editing in that pricing. Or if somebody has a book and they would like it edited, I do that as well. So it depends on the ghostwriter. The types of editing that changes. So that's a little bit different. So there are many different types of editing. If you didn't know that, it's not kind of like a one-stop shop for all. Although when I do editing, that's pretty much what I do. I do kind of like the one-stop shop. At the bottom, there is developmental editing. And so this type of editing is like editing for structure and plot, character development, and pacing. And so a lot of that goes with fiction writing. And I don't write fiction right now. In the future, I will be. But right now, I only do ghostwriting for nonfiction. So if you have a fiction book and you need an editor, then that's a really great way to start. So you can do developmental editing. You can pay somebody to do that. So that's either structure and plot editing, character development, or pacing. Then there is line editing, which I do for nonfiction clients. So line editing is clarity, flow, and polish. So how well does your one flow into another? All of that good stuff. So then the next type of editing is copy editing. So that's grammar, usage, spelling, consistency, and fact checking. So that's another type of editing. You can pay somebody to do copy editing. And then the top, proofreading, which is typos and formatting. So that's very simplistic. That one should cost you the least amount of money because it's not as involved as copy editing, line editing, or developmental editing. So let me show you on a graph what that looks like. Let me pull this out and add it into the feed here. Four different types of editing, just to review. There is the developmental editing for structure and plot, character development, and pacing, which usually goes along with fiction books. There is line editing for clarity, flow, and polish. There's copy editing for grammar usage, spelling, consistency, and fact checking. And the last but not least is proofreading, so typos and formatting. One of the things I would definitely recommend as a writer before you hand your book off to an editor is to at least throw it through Grammarly. Grammarly is amazing. I would highly recommend getting the paid version, especially if you're writing, authoring a book, because one of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to submit a book with tons of grammatical errors, or any if you can. I mean, usually they have a couple because no one gets every grammatical error. But putting through Grammarly before you send it is always a great idea. And definitely pay somebody else to edit your book, because another set of eyes on your book just in and of itself is a great way to find out what you need to change in your book, because you're in your book, you're inside your head, but the other person isn't. All right, my friends, so this is a super short episode today. I hope you've enjoyed it. This has answered your question about can a ghostwriter edit your book and the different types of book editing. Of course, all of these different types of editing cost different amounts. For me, what I do is I do the line, copy, and proofreading all at the same time. It saves my clients lots of money and time. And so if that's something you're interested in, you can definitely get a hold of me at www.writeforyou.me. Hit me up on my contact form and I can help you out with that. All right, my friends, I hope you're having a great day, and I hope this was super helpful. Again, come meet me at www.writeforyou.me to find out more about editing your book. Hey, my friend, thanks for joining me on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I hope this episode has equipped you with actionable strategies for your publishing journey. Remember, your expertise becomes truly valuable when it's transformed into a professionally published book that represents your unique brand. The insights we've covered today will hopefully give you another piece of your publishing blueprint. If you found today's discussion valuable, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the next episode dropped right into your podcast player. Each week, we tackle another essential aspect designed specifically for busy professionals like you. Remember to start the dream of writing your book today, because your strategies could be the missing piece in someone else's success puzzle tomorrow.
The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and any affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional legal or financial advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or action taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests for any liability.